your
Love
Show.
Hope Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your No Show. If that theme music was playing, then it must be Wednesday. And if it's Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, that means this must be the No Show. We welcome you to Your No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure, along with Carrie Kelly, to ask you all to join us every Wednesday for something that is thought-provoking, for something that is wonderful. And my guest, our guest this evening, is Stan Davis, who is with the AHAM Meditation Retreat Center in out of Asheville, North Carolina. And we
Asheboro.
Are going to talk. Thank you. And we are going to talk about some really good things this evening in terms of how to support each other. We've got some background noise there that I'm hearing a moment ago. I don't know if you have someone there with you, Stan, and there's some noise being made in the background.
We also have some
technical difficulties at the moment, and there may be something from that, or if Carrie is on the line and can hear me, I cannot see anything right now, Carrie. So I am very appreciative of the fact that Rhonda is with us and has been kind enough to facilitate this situation, because my computer is doing all manner of interesting things. So, Stan Davis, I want for you to, first of all, know that we are so pleased to have you here. It doesn't matter what happens. It's always the right place, the right space, and the right time. This is the No Show. So I want for you, if you will, Stan, to tell our listeners a little bit about who it is that you are. Again, to make them clear in terms of where it is that that you all are located, how you got into that field, and now you are both the executive director and the spiritual director of this phenomenal space and place that is there. So, again, I'm hearing some noise in my background, and I don't know where that's coming from. But anyway, Stan, would you please share with our listeners how it is that you got to where it is that you are, what AHAM stands for, and what you all are doing to make a difference in the world?
Okay, thank you so much, Rob. Thank you for inviting me to participate in the No Show. You and I, of course, I want to mention that you and I have known each other now for quite a while. I was being with it today. I was just considering, well, how long have I known Rob? And it just came up to me this evening, that I met you back in 1996. I think it was May 24. I don't know why I remember that date, but it seems like that was the date. And I thank you again for giving us an opportunity to be here.
Absolutely.
AHAM stands for AHAM, not AHAM like some people pronounce it, but it's AHAM. And AHAM is a term that means self, just our own self. And also it's an acronym for the Association of Happiness for All Mankind. And it was founded back in 1978. Our co-founders were A. Ramana as well as Elizabeth McDonald. And it started in a bookstore operating out of a small bookstore in Greensboro, North Carolina. And since that time, we now function with two centers. one in Asheboro, North Carolina, a 40-acre meditation retreat and training center. And also we have a center in South India as well.
Okay.
And AHAM provides programs and processes that, I guess you might say, that empower people with the ability to locate that place of peace, fulfillment, joy, just pure contentment within. It is to no longer seek or look for something outside of oneself or outside of ourselves for our happiness and peace. And the purpose of AHAM is the elimination of suffering and the uplift of consciousness in the world community. And that's done by providing the programs and processes that I mentioned a moment ago. I first got involved in AHAM back in 1981, as a matter of fact, when it was in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I went to a program. As a matter of fact, it was an 8-week program where we met once a week. And it made such a difference in my life and in my experience of life that I started attending more programs. I got involved in volunteering or giving service at the organization. And then in 1988, I became full-time with AHAM. And so that's brought us up to today.
Well, along the way, though, you started there teaching and ministering and doing those types of things, but you left a few things out, my friend. Number one, I think we actually met in the 80s because Amalia Frank was the Unity of Washington, D.C. Church.
That is right.
Which is where I was. And Amalia had invited you along with a number of other people to come and be a part of our service. And did many, many people, Verl Minto and many others that other people will remember who came to visit with us.
Yes.
But that's when you and I actually met, and you're exactly right.
Remember
we
that.
Developed a kinship, we developed a friendship, we were kindred spirits, and most importantly, we were aware of that fact early on in our getting to know each other, getting to know about this experience called spirituality, getting to know some of the ways that we could go about doing that. And Amalia Frank was phenomenal at bringing in people that all of us who were young in spirit, I call it, and wanting to learn more and grow more and do things as we went along. So you and I then moved in a direction that seemingly was going in different ways, but actually was parallel all the time. I became president of the Capital District International New Thought Alliance with five different states under my auspices, and we all did so many great things together. Butch Mosby and Pam Mosby moved out and established the center out in Bowie, Maryland, and whom you know well, because I think Pam and Butch were there at the center when you came, yes?
Yes, I remember that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that was part of this experience. And let me share with you all, our listening audience, that meditation has always been a part of the philosophy and the teaching of the New Thought Metaphysical Churches. All of them that I know of the metaphysical movements, such as AHAM and others, also incorporate this time for self and stillness and beauty and love and peace so that we can then become one with everything that is. So that's how it is that Stan and I first connected, and we have been connected ever since then, and so I am grateful for that. One of the things at some point I'd like for you to do, Stan, is talk to the difference between what people normally do in a regular church for meditation, a regular New Thought Metaphysical Church, and what you do on that beautiful, sprawling retreat center that you have there. And I also want for you to tell the people about that, because we want for folk to go. I'm coming, and I know Carrie Kelly wants to come, and so we are excited about that. So why don't you tell people about that, and then a little bit after that, we're going to actually do a 5-minute meditation with you guiding us along those roads so that we will understand a little bit better what this experience is all about. Please.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. First of all, with regard to our center here in North Carolina, as well as our center in India, the center is here to provide an atmosphere and an environment where people can come and really what we call fully experience what we call real meditation. As Robert and I talked about earlier today or earlier this week, in most situations in the churches, at least that I've been in, and this is by no means any criticism, there is maybe 5 to 15 minutes of meditation during the service. And of course it has to be that way because of the length of the service. But what we do is we share with people how to not just practice meditation, but how to live life from that space of meditation. And what do we mean by that? Meditation is not something we found is not something that we're to do. Meditation is actually what we are. It is our true nature. And so a meditation process or meditation technique is, particularly the one that we share, we teach, we give instruction in, which is self-inquiry, is for living it all the time. It's for awakening to the truth that meditation, state of pure being, being not being this or not being that, just pure being, or as you might say, I am, is the natural state. And to live from and as that all the time in our day-to-day life. It's not just about waiting to be able to sit down in a quiet place or space to practice meditation. Self-inquiry is a form of meditation that can be done with eyes open as well as eyes closed, while being active or inactive. It doesn't matter. But its primary purpose is for waking up to the realization, I have a body, or we have a body, but we're not the body. We have a mind, but we're not this mind with all of its conditioning, all of its thoughts, and in much of the time maybe, the thoughts are negative, and if we're at the effect of these thoughts, buying into these thoughts, then it doesn't necessarily feel good. I'm sure we'll all agree. But it's actually to be this that is before thought. It is to go back to our natural state of being, which, again, you may call it the source, God within, or just pure I am. And see, this I am that we are can be experienced, can be felt right here, right now, even while I'm talking and while you, the audience, is listening. And living from this place, we're living from a place where we don't have to be at the effect of life, meaning dependent on what is happening to us or around us for our sense of well-being, or be at the effect of it in terms of it affecting us negatively. We can be at what we in Aham call being at cause. And being at cause means then, yes, we can utilize the mind, so to speak, and direct it in such a way to bring about completion in the areas or in life, in those areas that we want to experience completion. But the main thing is no longer being at the effect of life and its ups and downs. So that, in a nutshell, Robert, is what we're about. And if it's okay, I would like to just go ahead right now and guide everyone in a meditation process.
That's absolutely fine. We'll make this about a 3.5-4 minute exercise, Stan, and then we'll come out of that and allow for questions to be asked. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go into this experience, I need for you to know that we would like for you to go ahead and call in to the show. And certainly Rhonda has been kind enough to extend herself to be a part of our experience, because I'm flying in the dark right now. So if you would please call in, and she will initially put you on hold and then make us aware that you have a question or a comment. If you would like to go up online, those of you who received the email, please do so. Again, Rhonda's in the back room, so she'll be able to see, and you may type your question in. If you want to ask it, then you'll have to give us a call at 347-838-9142. Press 1, and then Rhonda will ask you if you would like to speak directly or if you would just like to stand by. But please do so. Stan is about to lead us in a 3.5 to 4 minute meditation experience, and then we will come out of that and talk about it. So after you've come out of it, you may want to write down questions that came out of that experience for you. Stan, please.
Okay, thank you. Okay. If we haven't already done so, let's please bring the body into a comfortable position and just close your eyes. And allow the body to relax. Just let it happen. Don't try to force it. Allow it to happen. Now be aware of your present moment experience. Be aware of what's happening right now in your experience. First, be aware of what sensations are occurring in your body. Just quickly note whatever sensations are occurring, not judging them, not trying to change or fix anything. Now be aware of what emotions are present. Again, we're just being aware of the emotions, telling the truth about them, not trying to change, not avoiding, nor embracing them, just being aware of the emotions. Now being aware of the thoughts, what thoughts are present in your awareness. These are the three aspects of an experience: body sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Now, with regard to the experience, letting it all be there just as it is. Accepting the experience, whatever the experience may be. Now asking yourself, who's experiencing this? Thinking, who's aware of all of this? Who's aware of this experience? Feeling the inner response, feeling the answer, which is I am. I am. Feeling I am and only I am. Not I am this, not I am that, just simple I am. Now relaxing into I am, this I am presence. This I am presence is like a magnet hidden deep within us. And it will draw us home. It will draw your attention into the stillness and peace of pure being, your own being. Rest here. Rest here in pure I am-ness. Fullness of pure awareness, pure I am-ness. Peace is always ever present. It's simply covered up by thoughts, thinking. But right now, right here, go into this I am presence. Resting in the fullness of our own being, where nothing needs to be added and nothing needs to be taken away. We are complete, whole, fulfilled in just being ourselves. Now, let's be here again, present, as this stillness, this inner stillness, this pure I am-ness, which is who and what we really are. And continue in our time together. Rob O'Carey, are you there?
Okay, thank you. Wanted to know when it was that you were complete. So, yes, I am here. I cannot see whether or not Carey is on with us or not. So I don't know. If so, Rhonda, would you make me aware that Carey is on the line, and I would be very interested in hearing what her thoughts are. And even if she is not, Rhonda, you are certainly a very a person of spiritual prowess, and I would be interested, Rhonda, in knowing what your thoughts are, as well in hearing this process that Stan just took us through in terms of the I am-ness of that particular meditation. Well, it very well may be that neither of them is on the line with us right
now.
No,
I'm here. I'm just having all kinds
of
difficulty charging my phone. So
okay, I got
bear with
well,
me.
You know what?
And Carrie's
this,
been
that's
with us
okay.
in and out. Yeah.
Okay, all right, no problem. It's interesting that we are having these technical challenges and difficulties, which we do. From time to time, more times than any of you ever know about, but we actually had to tell you about it this evening because I'm hearing a bell.
I know,
a bell
because
or
I had to start my car.
Oh, okay.
I'm like seriously stuck without electricity.
Okay.
I don't even know. I don't even know how we're doing it. This is a miracle of God that I'm even on the air with you because I'm not even anywhere on Wi-Fi.
I understand, but that's exactly what it is. It's all about spirit. Go ahead, Stan.
Let's stay in the I am-ness, the awareness, and none of that has to bother us.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, the mere fact that we are doing it is testimony to the fact of the spirit that is within us, and as professionals. You know, we know to roll through things and to roll through the punches of life. And so, interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are on the line with us, we want for you to know that part of all of this is also about your rolling through whatever it is that you're going through and continuing to know that wherever it is that you are, God is. Stan, as you were saying and going through that brief meditation a moment ago, one of the prayers that we used at Amalia's Church, Unity on Capitol Hill, Unity of Washington, D.C., at that time, that you will probably remember, Stan, and it stays with me today, and it says, our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts
yes.
are prayers. Be careful what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there. And every thought becomes a prayer. So we're always praying, we're always meditating, and what we have to do is think about how is it that we are doing what we are doing in terms of regardless of whatever it is that is going on in our lives, because it's not whether or not we're going to have challenges. I mean, if you're anywhere over 3 days old, and sometimes even before then, you have had some type of challenge in life. But what
yes.
Stan Davis, through AHAM and through his own experiences, is teaching all of us and helping us to remember, those of us who have been in this for as long as we have, is that nothing is stronger than the great I am. And in the traditional church, they would say nothing is stronger than the God that is within me. And so we, too, say that same thing. What is
yes.
it, Stan, that people have, what have been the biggest challenges for them in moving forward to understand this technique of meditation and to then want to get to wherever it is that they are wanting to go? What have been your opportunities to share with them so that they would then know the value of meditation?
Well, first of all, this is self-inquiry, which we just experienced, by the way, is phase one of the self-inquiry process. To get the whole self-inquiry process, it's necessary, and how to do it, how to practice it, it is necessary to go through a training. Now, so the biggest thing is to come and get the training. The other thing is once one gets to practice, it's very easy, very simple It's a matter of, well, let me ask you, and you may have heard this, how do you get to Carnegie Hall, as the saying goes? And it is practice, 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 practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and so, and what Aham has been able to do is to share this process to actually, we have a, what is called a step-by-step self-inquiry process that allows a person to easily get beyond the thinking. See, as normally all these thoughts, the mind chatter that's going on, the self-talk that can prevent one from being able to experience, if you want to call it a deep meditative state, but it's actually the natural state of being, which is just pure being, free of uncontrolled or these random thoughts. And through the step-by-step process, one is able to easily get past that obstacle and move into a place, stillness, peace, if you want to call it that, or even happiness that is within, where we're at source. We call it being at source. Some call it God within. But it's about living that. It's about really reconnecting, and it is a reconnecting. It's not a new connection. It's reconnecting with our source, with God, if you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And living that not just on Sunday or any other day that we might be going to church or going to our meditation group, but living as that in our day-to-day lives, no matter what kind of profession we're in or vocation, no matter what we're doing, is being this right here, right now, all the time, even right now, you know. Not just visiting the still, quiet place, as you call it within, but living from it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's again, briefly, is what Aham is about, has always been about. And it's waking up to who and what we really are. You know, speaking, I'm not that well-versed on the Bible, so to speak, but I do know, and some sayings that have been very meaningful to me, and I was graced with having a teacher, A. Ramana, who was well-versed on it, where Jesus said, of course, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. And when Jesus was asked, well, where is this kingdom? What did he say? He said, the kingdom is not out there. It's not outside of us. The kingdom of God is within.
Mm-hmm.
And so what self-inquiry does, it allows one, it empowers one with the ability to direct attention inward, onto this still, quiet place within. And also, while practicing this process and other processes, one frees oneself from the tendency, the habit of continually being outwardly directed onto what we're normally, which is thoughts, getting caught up in thinking. And as I'm sure you know, Robert, and all of us know, that if we're caught in this tendency of getting caught up in thinking, and the thoughts that we're having are not pleasant thoughts, well, that is called unhappiness, isn't it? It's called, actually, from what I've seen for myself, it's called suffering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's
very well said.
That's why we say, purpose of Aham is the elimination of suffering and the uplift of consciousness, uplift into a consciousness that's beyond mundane or beyond the chattering mind, beyond ego.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, and what is ego? It's being identified with this body and mind and thinking that this body and this mind is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. I want to bring Carrie Kelly in. Actually, Rhonda, through the power of prayer and presence, I actually can see now for the first time tonight. Behold, I now can see the power of prayer evident. But Carrie Kelly has been patiently standing by. Carrie, are you with us? And what are your thoughts relative to what you've heard Mr. Stan Davis say? Good evening, Carrie.
Good evening. Yes, I am here, and I'm very impressed with this this modality. It really is speaking to something that I didn't have words for it before, but the absence of suffering, or that, you know, I love that. I actually would like to hear a little more about your experience with the Katrina situation.
Good.
Where you decided to go and serve them. And I was wondering if you are in touch with any of the people that you were able to serve, and how they are doing now. How this, how were they able to connect and then proceed as their situation was prolonged?
That's a great question.
Yes.
And Stan,
yes.
Stan, before you answer that, for those of our listeners, now that I can see all of the people that, in fact, are on the telephone, and I'm about to open the chat box as well, so you all will be able to put your questions in via the worldwide web. But share with people how that happened. We're talking about Katrina. And for those who didn't get the letter, Stan Davis and AHAM, AHAM, went there, and he volunteered freely without any charge whatsoever for 5 months to help people to move through that challenge, those challenging times, through the process of meditation. So with that having been said, now, Stan, please go ahead and respond to Carrie's question.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question, Carrie. First of all, as you know, it's been a number of years that have gone by since that, back in 2005. And for some time, I was in contact with a number of people from the And while there, first of all, it wasn't just about Stan, me being there. It was a group effort. Yes, I was there for the first 2 weeks alone. I was our founder's idea that AHAM make a presence in the New Orleans area to serve the people there. And while there, we, a group of us, we served many people. We have right now, still have on file over 200, actually over 200 or almost 200 letters that were accumulated from people down there sharing what a difference it made in their lives and their experience, our being there was for them. And what we basically share is meditation. We took people through what we call breath awareness meditation and the I Am meditation. And people were actually able, you have to understand, as I'm sure you do, that people's lives had been devastated. Every aspect of their lives had been devastated. But for the time that they, at least the time that they were in sessions with us, they all, almost everyone, stated that they were able to be in a place of peace, a peace that they had not even known prior to Hurricane Katrina. And as a result of what we were doing there, how we were serving there, the major newspaper in New Orleans did a very large article on us, as well as other newspapers too. And we were invited back to New Orleans a few months later to provide three seminars, day-long seminars there in New Orleans. It was quite a transforming experience for those of us from AHAM who went down there as well. And we were happy to be able to serve. And yes, I do talk to some people. It's interesting you ask about that. It just came to me. I talked to one person from there maybe a month ago, and she's still asking, when are we coming back? Well, I said, there's no Hurricane Katrina there now. She said, well, it may not be Hurricane Katrina here, but all this other stuff that's happening that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's right. That's right. So it's applicable across the board, isn't it? I mean, it's not that you have to wait for a catastrophe. As a matter of fact, it would seem that the preparation that we go through in staying, as my granny used to call it in the traditional church, staying prayed up. She said, baby, always stay prayed up. That meant, and by today's standards, that would be staying, reading, continuing to meditate, continuing to do all of the things that are important to do. Stan, I want for you to stand by for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The No Show. We are so grateful that you decided to stop by here for just a moment, and we appreciate the fact that you did so. We have phenomenal programs. Rhonda Harrison, who is also standing by and assisting us very capably and helped us to initially get on the air before I could see. I once was blind, but now I see carefully, but I am seeing, and we're so grateful that you're here. If you have a question that you'd like to ask our guest in the next 15 minutes, Stan Davis, who is with the AHAM out of North Carolina, and he's going to tell us about that facility, and I want to know about what it is that you all do there. When we go, what is it that we are to expect, Stan, in a moment? But if you are on the line with us, and there are quite a few of you, I can see now that you are on the line and you have something to say or to ask, please hit 1, and then I will see that, and I can bring you into our foray. I can bring you into our conversation. But if you don't press the number 1 button on your phone, then I'll think you just want to sit there and observe and listen, and that's okay too. So please, if you have a question or a statement, if you are a participant, have been a part of the experience with Stan Davis, then please press 1. We'd like to hear what that experience meant to you. Stan, where do you go from here? What is next for you? I know that you are involved in not only the New Thought Metaphysical Churches, but you will go wherever it is that you need to go in order to help people to understand that there are various methods, just as there are various roads to get to wherever it is that we want to go, and whichever one we choose is absolutely fine. It doesn't mean that one is right or the other is wrong. It just means that there are many ways. Where is it that you are going from here? And please tell us about that beautiful facility. How many acres of beauty and peace, and what it's like there, what we can expect, the wonderful food that is there as well.
Well, AHAM's goals, I guess, is one simple goal, and that is to simply serve as many people as possible. And we serve people here at our center in North Carolina, as well as our center in South India. We have various programs. Our primary program is our intensive self-inquiry training, which is an eight-day program that gives the experience and instruction. It's very experiential, the experience and instruction in self-inquiry. We also have other programs dealing with communications and relationships. We have a program called Neutralizing Your Negative Past. So we're involved in programs here continually, as well as retreats. People come here for retreats. We have lovely grounds, meditation trails. We have also have a lake here at the center in North Carolina. And so people come from all over the world. We've had people here from all continents now to come here and experience AHAM. And the main thing is to get the training on how to live from this place that we've been talking about this evening, how to live from this place all the time in day-to-day life, mm-hmm. and to take this into their relationships to bring peace, harmony, and joy that they found within them into their relationships, into their work, and to not continue to go to those looking for those to give it to us,
mm-hmm.
but to, how to
uh-huh.
give to life.
Mm-hmm. And you do that with people from all faith walks, people who are from various backgrounds, and how are you then able to take all of our histories and our opportunities and challenges and then help people to move forward, Stan?
Well, first of all, that's interesting you bring it up, because we definitely have people who are here at the center who come and serve here who are from all different walks of life. And certainly the people who come here for our programs, for retreats, they are from all different types of religions, various backgrounds, and none of that makes any difference. First of all, let's look at it this way. In pure I am, not I am this or I am that, when we are abiding in the natural state or returning to the natural state of I am has no color, has no background, has no particular job, has no particular language. And it's like the universal language, just pure I am. The same I am that's flowing through you, me, is the same I am that's flowing in and as everyone. So it's mm-hmm. the universal language. Now, in terms of the various religious backgrounds, it doesn't matter. Because first of all, we're not here to try and get anyone to follow any particular path, so to speak, or to change their path, to change their religion. No. What we're here to do is to share with people a process or processes that will empower them with the ability to fully experience their own path. So that it's not just a conceptual walking of the path that they're on, so to speak, so that it's a true walking of the path. They're truly experiencing what their religion or their whatever spiritual path they're on, to really experience, to really get what that spiritual path has to offer, what it's pointing to. Because as you say, yes, all the paths up the mountain lead to the top of the mountain. They're in mm-hmm. different areas on the mountain. They may have their own twists and turns and uniqueness about them, but they're all leading to the same place. And so that's what we share with people. No, don't come to AHAM to think you're going to become an AHAMite or anything like that. No, let's come here and fully get who and what you truly are, which is what all religions, which is the purpose and function of all religions,
mm-hmm.
is for us to awaken awaken to who we really are, which is this, call it God consciousness, call it enlightenment, whatever name we want to give it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It matters not. Spirit doesn't care what we call it. Just call upon it. Just acknowledge it. Just be aware that we are breathing because of that phenomenal energy that is within us, and that that we all have so much to be grateful for. I use three words rather religiously, pun intended, and those three words are serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, meaning that there are no accidents in life, and everything that happens happens for a specific reason, only it's up to us to find out at some point what that reasoning is. 30-some years later, and possibly almost more, you and I have been brought together to share each other's message in wonderful ways. We are kindred spirits, and so it is interesting to me that that spirit, universal, impersonal principle, however it is you want to call the God force, works with us in this wonderful way in order to then help us to help others. And ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is want to be helped, and spirit will do the rest. Something, somebody, a Stan Davis, a Carrie Kelly, a Robert Mack will come by, and the experiences will have been the same as what you've gone through, and then you too will be able to know that there but for the grace of God go I. So we are so pleased that you stopped by here. We're going to invite you to come back another time as well, Stan Davis, and to share more information with us. Now, I also understand that you have phenomenal food there, and there are no charges for coming to the grounds and being a part of the experience as such. All you ask is that people take care of their lodging and their food. Can you tell us a little bit about that component of it? How long do people normally stay? How many come? I imagine they come from one to many. So what are those numbers?
In terms of the exact numbers, how many people have been here, I can give you that. But I can say that people will come, and for some come in the local area, we'll just come for daytime visits. We have people to come and stay for 2-3-day retreats, some up to a month retreat. So, and also we have what is called a meditation work-study program, where people will come here and stay here for up to a year and be here involved in the work that AHAM is involved in, taking care of the center and serving other people that come here while practicing their spiritual practice. And
awesome.
You were talking about
that.
In terms of the food, we often say, well, if the programs don't get you, if the environment of the meditation trails don't get you, just the energy don't get you, the food will get you. It is that good.
Absolutely. We do have a person on who would like to be a part of our conversation, and so I'm going to invite this entity in. 770-381, are you with us? Good evening, and welcome to the No Show.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Iva.
It is our pleasure. Hi, Iva.
And I am a participant of AHAM, have been since 1997. The very first thing that impressed me about AHAM, the support that they gave from my very first introduction. They teach this practice, but they don't leave you to practice it alone. They have a wonderful support system and follow-up for the programs to keep you practicing, and that's the main point I wanted to make. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate that. Would you like to quickly respond? We have about 2.5 minutes, and we have another caller that I want to also bring in, Stan. But would you like to respond to Iva?
Yeah, just briefly, I want to thank Iva for mentioning that. That is one thing that makes AHAM's program so very unique, and we hear this from many, many, many people, is that we just don't give you a practice, the practice of even self-inquiry, and say, okay, you've come here, you've got to practice, now go out, and you're on your own. We will stay with a person until they have integrated the practice into their day-to-day life, and even after that, we always have support programs, calls like similar to this one that's happening tonight going on, where people can call into and be supported in what we call living the teaching or living meditation.
Absolutely. Let's bring 727-403. Good evening, and thank you so much for standing by as long as you have. Did you have a comment or a question? Thank you. 727-403, are you there? Okay, I guess that they have gone away from us. Stan, I want to thank you so much for being with us. We're going to bring you back within the next month or so. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you who could have been elsewhere, but you decided to be right here, we are so grateful. Thank you for tolerating our little challenges initially, but we are so pleased that Spirit worked it all out, as Spirit always does. Stan, where can people reach you? The address of AHAM, or however it is that you'd like to get it, your website, where can they reach you quickly?
They can contact us. Yes, go to the website, www.aham.com, or if they want to call, reach us quickly, they can call us here at the center in North Carolina. Number is 336-381-3988. I'm going to repeat that, 336-381-3988, or email us at generalmail@aham.com. That is generalmail@aham.com.
Right. And we want to thank you all for being with us. That is it for this section of and this time segment for the No Show. We will see you next year. I'm sorry, next week. Oh, my goodness. We'll see you next year, too. Thank you so much, Stan. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Carrie Kelly, thank you, Rhonda Harrison, for breaking into your time off to support us in this way. We appreciate it. Go forth, everybody, and make today and this week the best week of all of the parts of your life, because it is up to you, and only you can make a difference right now. We bless you. We see the Spirit of God within